Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd Mitchell off today. Oh, within hours of walking down the aisle, he'll be gone. Obviously, not only today but also next week for the honeymoon. So the well wishes for Todd and his soon to be bride Carrie today on this Friday. In the meantime, more time for you folks to weigh in on what's on your mind. We want to hear from you. 800-228-0550. Maybe it was last night's debate, first of the political season. North Dakota Newspaper Association hosted a debate in Bismarck at the Radisson on the Ag Commission race between Doug Goring and his challenger Ryan Taylor, and on the three-way race in the congressional side, the incumbent, of course, Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Democratic endorsed candidate George Sinner, and the Libertarian Party candidate Jack Seaman, all three facing off. Not a lot of coverage on this, but a ton of people there last night. One thing that struck me was George Sinner's support for Obamacare. I'm not sure that's a winning strategy. He might have lost before he even started. Didn't really even take a play out of the Heidi Heitkamp playbook, where you sort of, you know, well, there's good things and there's bad things, and kind of, you know, Obamacare is just wildly unpopular in North Dakota. So I'm thinking, I could be nuts. It is a normal or nuts Friday. I could be nuts, but I'm thinking that will not, that'll probably haunt George Sinner throughout this campaign, because he's signed up all in for Obamacare at last night's event. Anyway, if you were there and have an opinion on who won, who lost, and highlights, lowlights, certainly welcome that today on the program as well. There's a story in the Bismarck Tribune and one of the in the Forum newspapers, but didn't see a lot of television coverage about it or anything. But it's early. I realize, well, we're only in May here, and this race is in November, but normally these debates get a little more attention. They do certainly on the presidential level, don't they? I mean, how many of those do we have? Holy buckets. Speaking of the presidential race, George W. Bush gave an interview to one of the national reporters yesterday, I forget who, on CNN, wasn't it? And said that he's kind of hoping his brother, Jeb, runs for president. We haven't really talked much about that. It seems like light years from now on the presidential race. But isn't it amazing that probably the two candidates with the most buzz for 2016 on the Republican side, a Bush, on the Democratic side, a Clinton? Is that normal or nuts? And by the way, what do you think of Jeb Bush running? What do you think of him running that race? You want to see him in the field, or is it time to turn the page? Anyway, I think it's a little nuts that we're we're reliving, previous battles. But anyway, man, we're some. I think what we need more of everything in this at every level of government. I'm talking city council, county commission, park district, legislative races, statewide races, on up to members of Congress. I think what we need more of is citizen legislators. You know, folks that just say, you know what, I'm going to take what I've contributed here in the private sector on the farm, in my business, and I'm going to take it to the political arena to try and help. That's really what the founding fathers were. You go back and look at what those folks that signed the Declaration of Independence, what were the early framers for this country. They were blacksmiths. They were shop owners. They were farmers, ranchers. They were salt of the earth of folks. They didn't envision career politicians. And, I just think more new, fresh blood. I'd love to see candidates just emerge that you just never heard of before. I think it's kind of what the times call for, to tell you the truth. Maybe I'm nuts. I don't know. Big story yesterday. Another argument, in my view, for the Keystone XL pipeline, which it would be just wonderful to see the Senate Democrats finally be able to get this thing done. Every single Republican's in favor of this. And I think we have like 10 Democrats that are in favor of this, so it's a embarrassingly low number of Democrats that are in favor of this thing. And if I guess they need what? 55, we need another 5-6 to get to the 60-vote threshold, and then ultimately what's already passed in the House could pass in the Senate. You could get a Keystone XL pipeline by the president, because yesterday, CSX train in Virginia derailed. And guess what the news story was yesterday? Oh, it's blocking crude. Rob Port had a great post on this yesterday on the Sand and Glock. Why do we blame oil for train derailments? You know, since when, it's sort of like blaming the gun for gun violence. You know, how about the person that actually is using the instrument? Keep the train on the track. And then whether it's hauling jelly beans or oil, it wouldn't much matter. And meanwhile, to the extent you want to make every community safer, and there's all kinds of things this incessant focus on Bakken crude in the trains is kind of crazy, because there's all kinds of things and things far more flammable and dangerous than Bakken crude that are in them. I mean, we're cranking on a lot of Bakken crude, so chances are if there's a derailment and it happens to involve oil, there's going to be Bakken crude on there. But, you know, the point is keep the train on the track. Don't blame the oil for the train derailments, for crying out loud. In the meantime, build more pipelines. Quit talking about the Keystone XL pipeline. Build the darn thing, for crying out loud. Ugh, can't believe it. Couple of stories in Minnesota have caught my attention today. And we usually ask normal or nuts questions on Friday and let you decide what's normal and what's nuts. Do you think the ACLU is nuts? Because they scared a school in Perham, Minnesota, out of doing a passive air test of the prom attendees this weekend. And there was a story in the Perham newspaper, the Perham Focus. And the story itself talked about breathalyzer tests, but they actually weren't going to use breathalyzers. They were going to use something called a passive air test. And I know, I think a passive air test, another form of, I know that our kids at where they go to school, they do this deal where they're asked a question and then they talk into this like device, and that's the test. So they can detect if there's alcohol. Anyway, it's a way to make sure that kids who are underage are not using alcohol at a school sanctioned event, in this case, a prom. And the ACLU found out about it, wrote a letter, threatened a legal kerfuffle over this, and the school backed off. Question, is the ACLU nuts to do this? Number one. Number two, you want this at your school? Where your kids go to school? Doesn't this make perfect sense? And what a great deterrent. And, you know, the idea that somehow that invades their privacy rights. Look, it's a prom sanctioned by a school, an extracurricular activity. They're underage kids. ACLU said the legality of using passive air tests for a prom comes down to whether courts decide there's reasonable suspicion for the tests. Breathalyzer tests by police need probable cause or a warrant. And then they gave the old, well, they're not very reliable. They're not unbelievable. I would love to see, you know, the trial lawyers make so much money off these tobacco settlements. And I saw a story recently about the amount of dollars spent on tobacco use in kids, trying to prevent tobacco use in kids, and it just dwarfs that of alcohol abuse, which is a much bigger problem. So why not have the trial lawyers sue the other trial lawyers at the ACLU and stand up for health? Because the trial lawyers, when they take on the tobacco companies, it's all about kids, right? And health? It's not about money and winning big settlements for the tobacco companies, is it? It's about the kids. Whenever we hear about the smoking debates, it's about the kids and health. We want to protect the kids. We want to protect children, you know, the whole secondhand smoke debate. What a perfect opportunity for the ACLU here. Wouldn't that be fabulous? I think it'd be great. And another story out of Minnesota today. So you tell me, ACLU normal or nuts? And is the school, Perham, nuts to fight him? I imagine it's dollars. They're saying, well, and they consulted with school district attorneys and then said that we're not going to do it. Way to go, ACLU. Win one for giving the kids a little wink and the nod and underage drinking. Waseca, Minnesota, 17-year-old youngster released yesterday after police were tipped off to a storage shed where he had all kinds of bomb-making materials amassed, gunpowder, ball bearings, firearms, and ammunition. They found a journal in which he was chronicling his plans to kill his parents, his sister, and then slaughter students and staff at the school. Way to go, law enforcement. Way to go, the tipster here, too. You see something, you say something. By the way, all based on Columbine, kind of a copycat deal. Another reminder to go easy on the reporting of these things. Couple things on my mind. What's on yours? 800-228-0550. The Benghazi email story in our focus at the bottom of this hour with Steve Hayes of the Weekly Standard and a former Minnesota Wild joining us next hour to talk about the big game tonight with the Blackhawks.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You know all about the North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. But now they have detailing services, and Megan is on the phone, the manager, to tell us more. What do you do, Megan?
Yes, as you had mentioned, we are starting to offer interior detailing services. So that involves both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment beforehand. You can give us a call at 701-628-1550.
They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now at North Dakota Truck Wash on the Truck Bypass south of Stanley, just south of the Pinnacle Senex. Thanks, Megan.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a six-month supply of storable food from My Patriot Supply. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Phone number is 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What do you think of the idea of a breathalyzer-like device being used at a prom? And is the ACLU normal or not for protesting it, threatening a lawsuit, and scaring the Perham Minnesota school off from using it? What a cause. What do you do for a living? I work for the ACLU. Oh, what kind of things do you work on? Oh, I send letters to schools threatening lawsuits if they, use devices to prevent kids from participating in school events while using alcohol. Kids, students, you mean they're underage? Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, what a great profession. Bob in Bismarck, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Tell me, Bob.
I like to comment about Ray. I say about those volcanoes last week, Friday. My so-called demo rats and our environmentalists are polluting the air, and they should have filter socks put on their mouths so the air conditioners don't run over time. And another comment I like to say is that their brains are filthy, and they're so full of corruption and garbage. I think they need to be changed more often. That's what's on my mind about the environment. Have a nice, what a beautiful country, huh, Scott?
It is a beautiful country. Yes, exactly
so
right.
What can you say about that one?
Could be a little warmer, but it is a beautiful country. What can I say about that? The volcanoes or the filter socks on
communist Democrats and our environments are polluting the air. What I mean by that is they're the air's getting hotter, and our air conditioners are working overtime to cool the air down, so we got air to breathe. Is what I mean by that. They're polluting our air.
I think I'll just let your comment stand for itself there, Bob, since I can't kind of put all the pieces of the puzzle together. Pat in New Salem, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, I just my question is as far as the oil business out here, and it's been great and everything, but I started working out here probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and the thing about it is with me is the people that have lived here for years, they've lived their whole life here. They're being subject to paying the high cost of food and rent and what have you. And some places where, you know, they were on Social Security. This story was told a few years ago, but people that can't afford it, I mean, in a sense, it's going to force them out. You know, if they were normally paying $300, $400 a month rent on a place, now all of a sudden they're being charged $1,000 to $1,500 and, you know, just being subject to that, I wish they'd come up with a system to where maybe people that are like grandfathered in, they were permanent residents here for years. I don't know. It would take some doing, but I see people that are just, when I work here and I make good money, I can afford to pay these high costs. But people that live here, they can't compete with that. But that's just... I just thought I'd throw that out there. So.
Well, it's not a new subject at all, Pat. It's come up before, and it certainly is a concern as part of the impacts, as part of what's going on. There is a number of efforts underway to add more low-income housing. So there's options for folks that are in the category that you're talking about. You know, the problem is as soon as you build a facility, it's full, and then you need another one and another one, and, you know, it's like everything. It's just a matter of catching up with it, which I think, you know, again, we're better this year than we were last year, and we'll be better next year than we were the year after. But it's there's bumps, there's challenges on this road. I don't think that means you say, hey, let's slow it down, let's stop it, let's not do it. It's roll up the sleeves and figure out how to deal with it. You know what I mean?
No, I wouldn't suggest that at all because this is going to benefit the whole country, but. I just, you know what I mean. I just wish there was a way that, you know.
I do too. I mean, again, I think in anything, when you have that amount of activity going on and that amount of growth, you're going to have disruptions. You're going to have impacts that are just are going to happen. And that's why I say, I think, quote unquote, something is being done. It's just a matter of, you know, fast enough, quick enough. Probably not, you know, because of it's just not impossible. Sort of like the roads, right? I mean, you can put billions of dollars in a fund and say, okay, build more roads because we have more traffic. Well, you just can't stamp your fingers and do that. Certainly not with our weather. So it's like everything. It's just things take time. Appreciate the call, Pat. Good to hear from you in New Salem. Norman Milner, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Norm.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
After that last, Scott.
I'm here, yes. I said good morning.
Okay. After that last election, we were told that there were precincts in Ohio and Pennsylvania that reported 0% vote for Governor Romney and 100% for, what's his name, the president. And there was even one where the machines reported 114% of the vote for the president. Why is nothing being said about that?
Yeah, you know, I remember, I think, a few of those stories that you're talking about. I'm always amazed when the, you know, these stories come up, that they are a story and they sort of go away. It's come up, and it's one of the reasons a lot of states are passing voter ID laws. I am amazed right. that the Democrats continue to say, you know, all the votes cast, X percent are you know, without error, no problem at all, so we don't have a problem. It's sort of like saying, New York City, you know, what is there, 8 million people on Manhattan Island? And I don't know how many murders happen every year, but it'd be a very small percentage of the overall 8 million people. Does that mean murders aren't a problem in New York City and we don't, you know, need stronger laws or more law enforcement or whatever? I mean, they really flippantly dismiss this, idea that you need an ID to do everything in America, but you shouldn't need one to vote. And partly because they say it isn't a problem. It's just, you know, I guess a product of willing ally in the media that buys all that and doesn't spend enough time on those stories, Norm. That's all I can tell you.
Well, I think that idea might stop some of the dead people from voting, wouldn't it?
Let's hope so, right? That's
Well, I think, Scott, if nothing is done about those machines, we can just say that Hillary is the new president. She's going to win hands down because all the machines are going to give the vote to her, right?
Yeah, and I think the machine thing has been disproved. You know, close elections, those things are ones you got to watch without question. Appreciate the call, Norm, and it's an issue that doesn't come up a lot. That's why we ask what's on your mind, and you told us. Jamie Bismarck, got about a minute for you here. Go ahead quickly.
Hey, Scott, just calling in the other day. You're talking about reduced deer tags and what, you know, people think should be done to get the deer population higher. I talked about it with a few buddies of mine. You know, what they should do is move the deer season 3 weeks later down the road once the rut has passed, because you're hunting during the rut. It's easy. Them deer got about as much common sense as a drunk 21-year-old kid in the bar chasing women around. You know, it make hunting a lot more challenging, but then, you know, you're going to get all these guys squealing because they don't want to get out and the weather's cold and there's too much snow. But, I mean, I think that would be a great way to get the deer population back in a quick hurry. But, you know, if you ever get Game and Fish on, ask them guys because they don't like
that. We will. They're regular guests of ours. We look forward to that. We're going to talk about the Benghazi email, the latest twist from the White House, coming up next with Stephen Hayes of the Weekly Standard. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle, serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too, a great bakery department, and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
On your mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Steve Hayes of the Weekly Standard of the Fox News Channel will be here in a minute to talk about the latest on the Benghazi investigation. Congressman Kevin Cramer just sent me a note is a link to the obituary of Russell Kleppe from Steele, North Dakota. Gal darn it anyway, we lose another of the greatest generation. World War II vet Russell Kleppe, had the great honor of meeting him on one of the honor flights, taking World War II vets from North Dakota to the World War II Memorial, built in their honor in Washington, D.C., and Kevin was just a force on that whole thing and raising the bucks necessary to get all those vets there, and introduced me to Russ. He was a hoot and a half. Rest his soul. Anyway, our thoughts and prayers with the Kleppe family. We lose so many of those good vets every single day. All right, Beverly and Rosso, you're next on What's on Your Mind. How's things in Rosso today?
Awesome. A little drizzly, but not bad. At least it's not snowing.
Yeah, there you go. At least we can say that in early May. It's not snowing.
Absolutely.
We're happy. Yeah.
I want to go back a little bit. Yesterday you were talking about your opinion on the death penalty, and I was unable to get a hold of you yesterday because I misunderstood your phone number before you signed off. But I agree with you on the death penalty because there's been so many people that have been found to be innocent now that DNA is available. However, here we are as taxpayers paying astronomical amounts to support these animals in prison for their life. And my opinion is if, you know, they have positive DNA, he definitely did it, fine, fry him. But if they are on life and without parole, they're going to be in our systems forever, let them then at least be productive by the fact that they've given up their right to live in society. And so why shouldn't they be the ones that have to go on, undergo all of the medical research, all of the medication research, all of that, instead of animals, you know, true four-legged animals? These people have murdered. They've done atrocious crimes. Let them repay something to society if we're going to support them by being the research guinea pigs.
Oh, so
Hello?
You're saying contribute in some way to medical research or something?
Exactly. You know, instead of us using chimpanzees or dogs or cats or whatever, make these lifers go through that instead.
But you're saying, I would assume, in a humane fashion. In other words, something that would be, we're not going to torture them.
We're not going to use them out on the military ranges to test new military weapons like they do with dogs and things like that. I'm talking, instead of having dogs and monkeys in research facilities undergoing for new medications, new brain research, everything else, these guys have given up they have forfeited their right to live in society as productive human beings because of their crimes. So make them become our guinea pigs the same way that a dog or a chimp in a lab would do. If it's humane for the dog or chimp, then it should be humane for the lifer.
But again, a human being does not belong on the same plane as an animal. A human being with a soul should not be, you know. So if what you're saying is rather than put these inmates to death, let's figure out a way that they can contribute and give back to society within the bounds of you know, some sort of proper protocol with medical, then I'd be for, you know, listening more to that idea. What worries me a little bit about your comment, Beverly, is that you seem to be, and look, I realize that there are some people that are just beyond repair, right? That just choose a path and do some horrible, horrendous things and just need to be locked up for the rest of their lives. I personally come to a position, and this is late in life, I don't know, 10 years or so ago, to say, well, gosh, if I'm pro-life, believing that life begins at conception and that it's a child, not a choice, right, then I've got to be on the other end of the spectrum as well to say that, okay, even though it's a different argument altogether, you're talking about innocent child on this end, and you're talking about someone over here who's committed a heinous crime, who's been subject to a court trial and all the constitutional given rights in defending oneself, and ultimately a jury of their peers says, nope, they're guilty, that I don't believe we as humans can say or should be able to say we're putting you to death, because it's the same on both ends. So I always call myself consistently pro-life, and that's why I personally am against the death penalty. I don't know how it came up, but it came up in the last week, and some people have chosen to disagree, which is fine. I welcome the discussion. I'm just telling you where I'm at in my opinion, and doesn't mean you're right. I also believe, by the way, that when it's a law, the judges and governors and other people that are called to administer the law, they have to do that. It's just incumbent upon me and others to say, here's my argument, and it ought to change. It's sort of like on Roe versus Wade. What do? You just change hearts and minds and hope at some point people wake up like they did on slavery, right? Right. You know, look at Hitler and his ilk. What they got by with, you know, in the Second World War. We look at that now and go, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? But we look at slavery and go, are you kidding me? Somebody thought that was okay. So times change, and so my hope is that ultimately we'll have an awakening on that regard and say that it's not for us. But where I believe I disagree with you, Beverly, is that you seem to be saying, okay, that's a human being that did a horrible thing, therefore they should be now treated like an animal. Is that unfair? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is somebody who's going to torture children, kill children, rape and murder, do all kinds of atrocious crimes, now they're put into prison because they've been convicted by DNA and all of the other legalese and aspects and everything else. So they're convicted. They've lost their right to vote. They've lost their rights to be a citizen in our societies. And so they're in a state that doesn't allow death penalty, or the jury has said, well, we're not going to give them the death penalty, but we're going to put them in prison for the rest of their life because they cannot live amongst society and, you know, have society be safe. What I'm saying is, if these people have had all of their rights removed and they've committed these crimes, it's been proven beyond a reasonable doubt through DNA that they've done it, then why can't they give back to society in a way that would be constructive for medical research, what have you, instead of us using innocent animals and innocent dogs, chimps, cats, what have you? Let these guys repay something towards society in an amends of what they have done.
All right, and I'm agreeing with some of what you're saying, as long as we're not saying that human beings are animals. That ought to be treated just like an animal. But if there is some way that we, because they're not, they're you know, I believe that we as human beings are made in God's image,
right?
And there's always time, right till the last moment you draw breath, to ultimately repent and realize the wrongs you've done and turn that around. Okay, I don't think we as human beings ought to intervene in that process. And say your life isn't worthy. Therefore, we're going to pull the plug on you. What you're suggesting, without the animal part, that hey, I'm rather than torture a chicken, I'm going to torture a human being because the scumbag is a death row inmate.
I'm not talking torture.
No, you're talking about
talking
true
torture.
True. You're, you're talking true medical research. I think it has some merit, Beverly.
Absolutely.
You know, you got an idea there. I appreciate your call. Thank you, and good to hear from Roseau, Minnesota. Ben and Dickinson, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, Scott. I kind of want to talk to you about the death penalty. I'm ultra-conservative as well, and I do believe that life begins at conception. One thing I would like to take up with you, though, is like, we all agree that life begins at conception. However, throughout the Bible, those rights can be taken away even. You know, so like, for instance, we have the law of Moses, and after the law of Moses, God had ordered people to kill other people. You know, and sometimes it was in self-defense, sometimes it was, throughout the Old Testament, you know, there was people that killed people. And, so I don't know exactly, like the law of Moses says, thou shalt not kill. But I believe that means thou shalt not murder. And so, like, there is a time where you have to, you know, for the sake of justice and keeping law and order, that I believe that you have to implement the death penalty. And then that's completely different because it's completely different than abortion, because abortion, you're killing an innocent person.
Which is, by the way, one of the reasons that, for instance, the Catholic Church is so staunchly pro-life, because they talk about the distinction of innocent life. In other words, if we were to ask the Pope or Bishop Kagan or Bishop, Fulda on the Fargo side, okay, which candidate should I be for? Because this candidate is okay with abortion, and this candidate is okay with the death penalty. Who do I pick? And they will say, well, innocent life is first. So you've got to go there, because you know a lot of people who are pro-choice Catholics, for instance, get mad at the church for speaking out against. By the way, just a quick sidebar: did you know the teaching of the church suggests that if a Catholic is a politician, all right, for instance, and has a chance to vote on, for instance, the pro-life issue, if they vote in favor of abortion rights, they are participating in an evil as bad as the actual taking of life itself.
Well, I believe
participating
that too,
in participating
Catholic.
In intrinsic evil. Isn't that something? That's pretty profound. I mean, so but they draw the distinction. I'm just saying I'm both. I'm trying to be consistently pro-life. I get that it's different. In other words, a death row inmate who commits a heinous crime is in a different category than an innocent unborn child. I totally get that. On the other hand, I don't think it's for us to say. And I'm the last person that ought to try and get into a discussion with you on biblical teaching, Ben. All I will tell you from my small amount of information, you know, what you're talking about is an Old Testament teaching, and the New Testament teaching was very different, to the point where Jesus himself said, "Hey, I know they said eye for eye. I say turn the other cheek." So he actually repudiated the actual guidance that some people use to say, well, that's why I'm for the death penalty.
Well, here's to be consistent with it, though. If you're against the death penalty, then you should also be against the fact that somebody breaks into your house and is raping your wife, that you would choose not to shoot them as well. Because if you're against taking any form of life...
Well, no, but that now you're defending yourself, or in that case, defending your wife. And that would be different. I mean, again, self-defense and also protecting society plays a part in this, too. Ben, thanks for the call. Up against the clock. More coming up.
You want to know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roll-Tec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RollTecElectric.com. RollTecElectric.com. RollTecElectric.com.
Start your day with 4 for $4 from PetroServe USA. Hot stuff breakfast pizza, two cookies, and a fountain pop, just $4. And register weekly because PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Be one of the 100 winners. Save on 32-ounce Powerade, just 79 cents. Hershey Standard Bars, 69 cents. And 3.25-ounce Jack Links Jerky, $3.99.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
On your mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Big news breaking on Benghazi. Evidently, a congressional committee has subpoenaed John Kerry now, the Secretary of State, on this. That's one of the reasons Steve Hayes, who was scheduled to join us at the bottom of the last hour, said, hey, I'm working on a big story breaking this here, and things unraveling a little bit on this email explanation. He's going to join us after the news, so that's coming up. Call came in during the break, and then we're going to get to Brian in Jamestown. Welcome more of your calls here at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. By the way, there's one other report that John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, is seriously considering setting up a select committee on Benghazi now. And that's been something that many folks have been critical of the Republican Party on, and I happen to believe appropriately, because they just didn't have enough teeth with the way they went about investigating this thing. And but now there'll be no new momentum for that based on the latest email revelation. So this thing seems to be heating up here. More from Stephen Hayes of the Weekly Standard coming up. And we'll talk to Brad Bombardier, Director of Player Development for the Minnesota Wild, on the big game tonight with the Blackhawks in round two. He's a 7-time captain for the Wild. He also played for the University of North Dakota. So we'll chat with him next hour. In the meantime, your calls are welcome at 800-228-0550. Hello, Brian in Jamestown. You're on What's on Your Mind. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How are you?
I'm great.
Say, on the discussion of being pro-life and the death penalty and everything, I mean, I get your perspective on it, but let's look at it from a different facet, you know, the military. I mean, the guy who's driving that bomber plane and he's getting ready to pull the trigger, do you think he has those considerations in his head about being pro-life and stuff? I mean, sometimes good people have to do bad things, and some people need to be off of this planet. They need to be gone. And I just want to commend everybody who's in the military who's had to make that decision that secures your right to feel the way you do about being pro-life. And just wanted to say thank you to all those guys, and I know it's probably hard to deal with it, but, you know, we appreciate it.
Yeah, and no, there's such a thing as just war. And I don't. It's a different deal. I think number one, and by the way, again, I'll just harken back to my own personal faith, which is the teaching of the Catholic Church. That there is such a thing as, you know, the Catholic Church believes if you have no other way to protect society, then it's okay that you take someone's life. And there was a time when you know. Could you guarantee that person would be locked up forever? No. Now we pretty much can, right? I mean, you pretty much can. Once you put someone on, you know, in lockup, they're there. You know, it's just a question of how do you best protect society? And there was a day where maybe that was necessary. I just don't believe it is today. But to me, that's apples and oranges to someone engaged in a military conflict. And, you know, if it's a just war, there'd be support for that as well. There's whole doctrine on, you know, what constitutes a just war. In other words, would somebody like Bonhoeffer have been right to kill Hitler as he tried with others to do to prevent the killing? Of course. And I would put many of the men and women of our military who are put in that position, they're saving lives. You know, they're saving lives. So I don't connect those two. Am I making any sense? And Brian, I'm not trying to.
I'm just saying, in the case of if
Brian does a heinous crime and is convicted of the jury of his peers, and we can protect society from you, then we ought to do that rather than just say, hey, you're subhuman, you know, you're gone, I'm going to decide, because it puts us in a position of deciding who lives and who dies.
Well, what's to say you couldn't imprison all the people in war? I mean, why do we have to take any lives? I mean, some people just need to die. That's all there is to it. And when it comes to some of these child molesters and stuff like that, you know, it may not be by a jury of your peers. It may be by one of your assailants or one of your victims. So, you know, it's all a big gamble, and the people who choose to do those things are kind of taking their life into their own hands, so...
Well, and one of the arguments on the death penalty is it's a deterrent, you know. And again, it's on the books. I'm not suggesting that, you know, we all of a sudden sort of pick and choose which laws we're going to follow. You know, that came up in the Drew Shedin case. An interesting twist there, Alfonso Rodriguez, who's on death row now for the murder of Drew Shedin, the UND student from Brainerd, he was given the option of having the death penalty removed as a potential, you know, charge in that case, if he would simply be humane and say, okay, where is she? We know you did it. We got enough evidence that you did it. But you remember he buried her body and covered it in some field somewhere. He wouldn't give up the information. And so he decided he was going to have the death penalty in his case. Appreciate the call, Brian. Let's get Sue and Minot in here. I got about a minute before the break. Go ahead, Sue. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Hey, I don't totally agree with the lady that wants prisoners to do the medical research. It's not completely wrong, but this Sheriff Joe down south has kind of the right idea. Put them to work. We have a lot of things in our area that need to be done. Put them to work doing it. Make a payment back to society.
Yeah. You certainly can. Now, again, what they're doing outside of the confines of the prison walls might get a little dicey because we need to make sure that they're protected. And if you're on death row, you're gonna do everything within power. But maybe something within the confines of the. I just think that'd be a better. I like that debate rather than saying you know, they're human waste. Let's just you know, they're animals. They're just did. You know.
Yeah. I don't really have the faith in myself that I could decide to put someone to death. So
But
yeah, imagine that.
One of the programs that some of the prisoners are doing is the training of the dogs for the veterans and for the handicapped people.
Exactly. So, something productive. Absolutely. Good suggestion, Sue. Thanks. Up against the clock, so we've got to rush here. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.